data drives most of your actions and decisions, but data should always be taken into consideration with a decision. So if you don't have the data, if you don't know what the data is or the story behind the data, you can't let that drive your actions. You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 619. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Thursday. Well, you guys, I did it. I did my 12-hour walk at the beginning of this week. I walked 27 miles in 12 hours, completely unplugged, 64,000 steps. And as with any type of challenge like this or experience that I go through, it's never what I expected it to be. It was really challenging, way more physically challenging than I was expecting, and very profound, but I don't think I realized how profound it was until afterwards, because by hour five, every single step I took hurt. And so you're not thinking of a lot of business ideas or things besides just trying to survive. So I probably will do a specific podcast episode on it if you guys want. I actually want you to send me a message and tell me on Instagram. I'm not back yet, but my team manages it and passes them all to me. If you want me to give a podcast episode on it, this is one of those things that I'm like, it's not marketing, but it was a pretty profound experience, like life-changing experience in such a unique way. So I did it. I walked 27 miles the other day, you guys. Like, and everybody I tell is like, why? I'm like, you know, honestly, I ask myself that question in the middle of the walk too. Why? Why do I do these things? Who am I? What motivates me to do these perceived as very crazy things? And I sat with that and I came to some conclusions, but I questioned my existence and my motivation and why I do anything that I do at about hour six on that walk. So it was pretty wild. I'll share somehow with you guys at some point soon. This is not what this episode is, but I wanted to share that I did it. So I should be back on social media soon. I'm kind of deciding. I'm at 45 days. There's a part of me that doesn't want to come back at all. I'm on social media, but I write posts in a doc and I review posts in a doc, and my team is managing the account and I am locked out of it, which means no scrolling and no actually being on it. And it's just been a very nice break, and I forgot about it. Like, I don't think about it in my day. I don't think about scrolling social media or posting a story or having to get a photo to have this piece of content. Like, I just live my life. And people don't know where I am or what I'm doing, and I kind of love it. So my next mission, I guess, is to figure out what my relationship with social media is going to be, because I'm actually not sure yet. Well, completely unrelated to all of that, I wanted to give you guys behind the scenes of how I track everything in my own business. I have a friend who I went on a trip with, and she was like, will you just show me your spreadsheets? Will you show me how you track your marketing, how you track everything in your business, and how you set it up? And when I showed her, she was like, oh my God, this is worth like thousands of dollars just to hear this. So I was like, well, I might as well share it with you guys. So I'm going to give you basically the whole process and the layout of how I track everything in my business. I'm very good with data. Like, my brain is wired to be very logical, very matter of fact, like data oriented. And so I do have that going for me. Like, this comes very natural to me. But as I have removed myself from the day to day of my business, these metrics have become even more important. Because here's the thing, I want to make sure I'm very clear that when I say I've removed myself from my business, or I even take 30 days off, I don't just like cross my fingers and hope that everything is going well. I have data tracking every single thing in our company that I can look at any time, that is updated on a weekly basis, that I would be able to see if something was wrong. So it's not like, oh, well, hope you guys got it. Peace out. Like, I'm taking 30 days off. I have the process and the systems to do that. But then I also have the data so that if something is not going well, I've like got a red flag alert. Like, we need to do something here. And so when I was off, I still did have my team members who report to me send me a report that included data. So I knew what was going on. I know at a high level what is going on in my company. I'm just not involved in the day-to-day Slack and huddle and communication and the things I just don't need to be involved in because I've built an incredible team and process and systems around my company. But data is the key to being able to step away like that. Now, if you're at the phase of your business where you're not ready to do this and you don't have a team, this episode's still valuable to you because you should be doing this. You should be doing it yourself. The difference will be you're tracking it, you're creating the story around it. So if you ever want to get to a place where you can take a week off or you can take 30 days off, or you can step away from the day-to-day of your company. The reason why most people don't feel confident doing that is because when they do it, they have no idea what's going on because they're not tracking anything, or they don't even know what they're tracking or what they should be tracking. And so this is a key in having the confidence backed by data to be able to step out of the day-to-day of your business because you will know when something isn't working. And a lot of business really just comes down to numbers. Like, I just see things that way. And of course, there is other components to business and marketing, but at the end of the day, numbers speak for themselves. Like, you can't argue them. They are facts. So first of all, I see so many entrepreneurs make mistakes with data. First of all, like, first number one mistake is they don't track anything. Like, that is a recipe for overwhelm, for something blowing up and not working all of a sudden that you could have caught, for not feeling confident in being able to make investment decisions or spend money on ads or anything in your business, because why would you be confident if you don't know how things are going? Number two mistake is not understanding what or why they're tracking. I think some entrepreneurs are like, oh, I know I need to track stuff, but I have no idea what numbers. And if I am tracking numbers, it's because somebody told me to, and I don't even understand what that number means. Data tells a story. That story drives our actions. So if you don't know the story that the data is telling because you don't on a deep level understand, it's not complicated. It just takes asking the questions to understand it and get to the root of it. If you don't know that story, you can't drive the actions, but the data is just going to add to your overwhelm, which is the next mistake, is not allowing the data to tell a story. If entrepreneurs get as far as tracking, then they just have the tracking, but they're like, okay, what do I do with it, right? The numbers themselves are not valuable unless we have it tell a story, and then that data drives decisions. Data should be driving majority of your actions and decisions. I used to say every, but I do think there's an element of intuition in business. And sometimes 5% of the time, something may not fully make sense with the data, but you're like, I know that this is the right thing. So I'm going to say data drives most of your actions and decisions, but data should always be taken into consideration with a decision. So if you don't have the data, if you don't know what the data is or the story behind the data, you can't let that drive your actions, which will lead to overwhelm, confusion, and lack of confidence in your business. And every time you do try to get out of the day-to-day, you're going to feel like you're just hoping things go well versus having concrete knowledge that things are going well. So that's the list of mistakes that a lot of people are making. And I think the root of them is because it's not always a natural thing for someone to think the way I do with data. Like, that's a certain type of a brain that thinks very logically, very matter of fact, very here are the numbers, and knows like what the numbers are, what they mean. Like, I am naturally able to do that. If you're not naturally able to do that, you need to learn how. You need to push yourself how to learn. because it's very important as a CEO. So having the support of team members or, you know, even agencies that you partner with that will help you with this, that will bring you the numbers and help you understand them is really, really important. Because if it doesn't come natural to you, ignoring it is not a good thing for your business and the long term of it. So first things first is you really can't make decisions without data. Like once you get to a phase in your business where you are getting data, meaning you're posting organically, you're getting some leads, you're either getting or not getting sales, but you're able to see what those people are doing. You are doing things in your business that is resulting in feedback through the form of data. We are constantly getting feedback in our business about how people, our audience, or even our team are responding to actions we're taking. Like that, when you boil it down, that's what data is. It's giving you information about the actions people are taking from the things you do in your business. So we can look at all different areas. We can look at your social media. The data will tell us how many people are engaging, how many people are following you, right? That's a direct reflection of your content. When we look at a funnel, the data will tell us how many people are clicking, how many people are opting in, how many people are buying. Those are all actions. When we look at a business with a team, we can look at how many people are quitting, how many people are staying, how long are they staying, right? Those are all actions. So data just gives us feedback as it relates to responses that people are having to your business, whether that is marketing or internally on your team or in your company. So once you get to that phase, data makes making decisions pretty easy because it should tell you where opportunities are, where potential future problems might be. Like if you track for a while, you might start to see a decline before it gets serious. And this is where a lot of times I see people in situations where they wait so long to respond to a problem because they weren't getting the data that by the time they respond to it, it's too late and they're going to have this delayed reaction to the result. There's almost always a delayed reaction in almost everything we do, not even just business, like this 12-hour walk that I did. Like the reaction from it and the results from it are going to carry out over the next month or 2 months. It's not all overnight. So in your business, when you wait, let's say you have a declining number of new leads being added to your list for whatever reason. And you were looking at this data and you could see every month, it's like we added 600, then we added 400, then we added 300, then we added 200. By the time you get to like 200, 100, when you added 600 4 months ago, it's a problem. But if you would have looked the last 6 months, you would have seen that it was declining. And by the time you see that it's a problem, you're now like, oh my God, our leads are a third of what they used to be and we got to do something. Let's do this and let's do this. And like we're in urgent panic mode. And now all those actions are going to take probably 2 to 3 months to start working. Because as long as you saw that decline, that's probably how long it's going to take to get back to where you were because of the time it takes with leads to convert, to nurture, all those things. Now, if you were paying attention to your data, you would have started to see the decline and you would have been like, oh, we better watch this. We better do something now when the decline's only like 10% before it gets to that point, right? So data should tell you where opportunities are, potential future problems. It also will tell you straight up without argument what is going well and what is not. Like this is working, this is not. Data does not lie. So how I track in my own company is first of all, I have data in every single department. Marketing's a huge part of where I get data, but I obviously also have it with our delivery. I have it with HR and our team. So I track things like every month our team fills out a self-assessment and on there is their satisfaction from a 1 to 5 in our company. We track that. We track how many resumes, how many first interviews, how many second interviews do we need to go through before we hire someone? How long does it take for us to hire someone? Now, what the actual metrics are that you track, I'll give you some of my marketing ones in a second, but what they actually are going to be unique to your business. Like if I sat here and was like, well, every single one of you needs to track how long it takes you to fill a position in your company, that may not be relevant to you. How I come up with the metrics is I look at the end result that I'm trying to get to. So hiring, right? Okay, what are all the things that impact hiring along the way? Well, we review resumes, metric number one. We host first interviews, metric number two. We then test candidates, metric number three. And then we do final interviews, and five, we send an offer. So that's five steps that goes from square one to hiring. Each one of those steps can have a metric which gives me how long does it take and how many people filter through each. And so if we go back to reviewing resumes, okay, we have to review 100 resumes to fill a role on average, right? If we look at my delivery, what are the metrics that tell a story? Well, clients added, clients lost. That gives me retention. But let's dig even deeper. Okay, so why do clients stay? Well, they need to be profitable, right? They need to be making money. So out of our whole roster, what percentage of clients are profitable? Because that gives me a straight number of like, if we're not at 80, 85% of clients are profitable, we need to get on that because eventually they will leave. Maybe not for a few months, but we need to work on that now before it becomes a problem. Like that's how I can future tell. So I come up with the metrics by saying, what's the end result? The end result in my delivery is I want to keep as many clients as possible. So what impacts that? The end result in my team is I want to keep as many quality team members as possible. Hiring, I want to make sure we can fill our positions in 4 to 6 weeks. All the metrics that impact that, track them, have goals for where they should be, which sometimes take a little bit of gathering data to get there, and then we just track, and it tells a story, and it tells us what's working well, what's not. So those are my other departments. Marketing has quite a lot of metrics to it. One, because I love all the metrics, but marketing in general has a lot of metrics, marketing and sales. So for me, I have marketing at a very high level. So I'll have things like our total number of applications, our total number of calls booked, our total number of clients sold, our total number of new leads, total number of social media followers. So I have a spreadsheet and I break down marketing into categories. So I have like our application, my podcast, our email marketing, my social media, and I think that's it. Then I have another spreadsheet that has every one of our funnels. So if we do a live webinar, it's got a tab. If we have our evergreen funnel, like my newsletter, it's got a tab. So I have high level the different categories of my marketing, which is everywhere we're putting energy, right? My podcast, social media. For me, a huge driver is our applications and calls booked and sales. So that's got kind of a whole journey that is tracked. New leads being added to our list, and then email marketing, open rates, click rates, right? So that's one sheet. And then each funnel also has a set of metrics. And this is how we track for clients based on per funnel, is from the beginning to the end of the funnel. So the high level metrics that you're going to have are like click-through rate and cost per click, right? Because those are your ad metrics. Those are telling you, are people taking action on your ads? From there, they get to a landing page. So you have a landing page conversion. How many people go from the landing page to the next step? Then you probably have leads, cost per lead, sales, sales conversion. That's at a high level. We usually have more metrics than that, but at a high level, that will give you the story of what you need. And also, if there's more steps in your funnel, like for me, I go lead to sales call to sale. So I have to track that sales call because every step people will drop off. You're never going to have 100% of people do every step in your funnel. That doesn't exist. So every single step to go from they saw my ad for the first time for this funnel to they bought from me is tracked. It's also tracked against a goal. So in our spreadsheet that we track for clients, we track every single step past the Facebook ad. This is what majority of agencies do not do. They'll be like, here's your Facebook metrics. Not even accurate because we're basing it off the pixel, which we do not. And good luck converting the leads. But you've got to track landing page conversion, sometimes even email open rates, webinar show up rate, like every single step through the funnel, because you need to figure out where people are dropping off. So I have every step and then I have a goal. So if our goal in a live launch is to do 500 leads from ads, then I know, okay, to pay, you know, $6 cost per lead and get 500 leads, this is my budget. And now every day of that launch, we're tracking, are we on track to that 500 leads? I also break out my own funnel tracking in categories. So we have different funnels, and this is what we do for clients too, for ads versus social media versus organic, so that I can tag the leads and I know 100% with 100% accuracy where those leads came from. So we know exactly how many leads and calls and sales we got from those three categories. And so every funnel has this. Now, this is filled out every week for me. I can go look at it at any time, but I don't stop there. What's important to me with where I am at in my business is that my team gives me a report based on the data with actual commentary and actions. So every single Monday morning in my inbox is a report from my three direct reports, a report on all of our products, Emerge, Essential, my ads delivery, marketing, like everything. It's in our spreadsheet. And my team members are not just saying, here's the data, you go look at it. They're saying, here's the data, here's where we're off, bullet, bullet, bullet. Here's what's going well, bullet, bullet, bullet. And here are the actions that we will take this week, bullet, bullet, bullet. And I can weigh in. It takes me 5 minutes or less. I look at the report, I make comments. I can be like, this is more urgent than you are maybe talking about. We need to put some attention on it this week. Follow up with me on Wednesday with how that's going or whatever. So the data's fed to me, but more importantly is the commentary. This is also exactly how I train our team. So when you become an account manager at Hirsch Marketing, it's not just send the report, here's the numbers you figured out. It's here's the report, here's what's going well, here's where we need to improve in the funnel, here's what we're doing, and here's what we need from you, which allows the entrepreneur to actually understand the data. As you build your company, this is the ultimate way to become removed. Because when I was off on my 30 days, every Monday, I still reviewed those reports because I wanted to know how things were going. I wanted the update. I wanted to be able to weigh in. I felt in full control over how my company was going and making sure every box is being checked. Obviously, we had metrics that weren't where we wanted them to be. That's normal. Like every company has metrics that need to be improved. That's what should drive your actions. These metrics drive my actions. So every quarter and every month, I connect with my marketing girl. I've actually cut down the meetings, but my marketing coordinator, and we say, okay, based on the data here from a quarterly perspective is what's going well. Here's what's not. And therefore, what are our projects this quarter? What do we want to focus on and improve? What's the biggest needle movers based on this data? So our actions, our projects, everything is driven by data. And I also constantly feel fully in the know, fully in control, so that even when something isn't working, I know we have a plan. I know we're taking action. Everybody that's involved in that metric knows when something is not hitting the goal and where we're trying to get, but where we are right now. So everybody's working towards that goal. So that's how I track my data. That's how I get it delivered to my inbox every Monday. And an important piece to this is as you grow a team or as you're working with an agency like ours, you need to set yourself up where you are fed not only the data, but the commentary behind that data. Because that's actually what matters, is what is the story saying about the data? Because if you just look at data, doesn't really matter unless it drives your actions, unless it allows you to be proactive. Like with clients, we're able to see, okay, out the gate, this cost per lead is higher than we wanted. So instead of waiting another week, we're going to do new copy creative, make edits to the landing page, whatever we need to do to start improving it and not wait, because we can already see this is our goal and this is where we're at. So that's how I track everything. I have custom spreadsheets. Like I don't use a software. I don't use a program. Even for our clients, we've built fully custom spreadsheets because it's the only way that I've been able to get it exactly how I wanted. And it tracks your goals against your actual. It's 100% accurate because it's based off of tags, the leads in your CRM. So the way that I do it, the leads are tagged. If they're a Facebook lead, they're tagged specifically as a Facebook lead. So therefore, we know 100% that the number is accurate. And if they convert in 3, 4, 5 months from now, I can attribute it back to ads. I've been doing this tracking in my business for years, in my own business, like probably 4 or 5 years. And I can go in our sales tracker and I can look at a lead who booked a call. And I can see that the first time they came on my list was from an ad to a live launch we did 2 years ago. Like that is valuable. I know from our sales the average amount of time it takes for someone to convert when they join our list. I know exactly what funnels are actually contributing to our sales and where they, what their first source was and their last source. I have all this information and this helps me drive what our launches should be, how often we need to launch, which ones are the most successful. And it constantly allows us to say, here's where we can improve. Like last time, I made a shift in our live launch where I didn't do a live webinar only bonus. So I didn't do like book your call on this training because honestly, I didn't have one that I felt good giving away. But I should have done it because it cut our on the live webinar booking rate down in half. And so it's like so easy for me to be like, well, next time we have to have that because look at all the data, look at their receipts. This will back our actions. So I hope you guys found this helpful. Data can definitely be overwhelming. My recommendation is to just choose one specific place of your business and start there. And most likely it's your marketing first, because getting clear on your leads and your sales conversion and like what is working and what is not working in your marketing will help you create more efficiency around your actions that you are taking or your team or the agency you're working with. Obviously, if you are listening to this and you're like, well, I would love to have a weekly report delivered in my inbox and someone driving everything and telling me what we need to do based on data, then you can go to helpmystrategy.com, book a call. We do this at both of our done for you levels. So it doesn't matter if you're in Evolve, which is our lower and less expensive done for you level, or Elite, where we also do the funnel work. We are sending weekly reports. We are tracking the data all the way through the funnel, comparing against the goals and allowing data to drive all decisions and actions and supporting CEOs in understanding this and feeling confident in this, because oftentimes it's not about when something isn't working. It's when something isn't working and you don't know the root cause and you don't know what you should do about it. That's where the overwhelm comes from. So don't let that be the reality in your business. It is for so many people. All right, everybody. I will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.